Allah made Ramadan tougher because He wants your life to be what? Easier. So now, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Whoever gets to witness that month among you, then he should fast. Check this out. Allah did not say, whoever lives in that month, or whoever, you should fast in that month. He said, you should witness that month. By the way, to witness something, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ, to witness something, you have to be awake or asleep. Wait, let me say that again. To witness something, you have to be what?
Awake.
Oh, so you have to be awake in Ramadan? Yeah? You sure, Bahrain? You sure you understand what I'm saying to you? You have suhoor, then you pass out, then you wake up for dhuhr, and you pass out, then you wake up for asr, and you pass out, then you're really awake for maghrib. And then you eat so much you can't stand in salah. Oh yeah. If you want the most out of the month of Ramadan, you have to go out of your way to stay what? Shahida minkum ash-shahra falyasumhu. Don't spend your day sleeping. Stay awake in Ramadan. Don't sleep too much. You can sleep the rest of your life. This is the month where all humanity is supposed to wake up. The Muslim should not be sleeping. The Muslim should be awake. Allah will give you energy. There are two students in the college. One of them studies every day. Every day. The other one never studies. One of them graduates on time, the other one graduates much later. The one who did not study, what was he doing? If he was not studying, what was he doing? Fooling around, sleeping, playing video games, sports, movies, whatever, right? And the guy who was studying was having the hardest time, wasn't he? He wants to watch a movie too. He wants to go play too. He wants to sleep too, but he's staying awake and he's studying. This one is going through difficulty and this one's going through what? Ease. But when the student who worked hard graduated, his life was a lot easier. And when the student who didn't put the work in, later in the same years, his life is what? A lot harder. There are two people. One of them exercises every day. Eats right every day. Chocolate looks at him and he doesn't eat it. And then there's his brother who says, dummy, eat whatever you want. Exercise, come on man, who needs that? Yuridullahu bikum al-yusr. Doesn't exercise, yes? They're the same age. They're both 18 years old. And one of them takes care of himself, the other one does not take. By the way, is it easy to take care of yourself? No, it's a sacrifice, isn't it? It's pain and endurance, isn't it? Okay, 30 years later, both of those 18-year-old men, one of them is 48, the other one is 48, yes? But one of them can still walk like this. And the other one? One of them looks lean. The other one looks like a snake just swallowed a goat. One of them is going to have diabetes, high blood pressure, back problems, heart problems, yes or no? And the other one's going to be playing tennis. Isn't it? So he went through difficulty in the beginning, and as a result, he enjoyed long-term ease. Yes? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Allah made Ramadan tougher because He wants your life to be what? Easier. Learn taqwa here so you can save yourself for 11 months. It'll be better for you. Because when you save yourself from haram, when you save yourself from sin, when you save yourself from forgetting Allah, then your life becomes easier. Allah opens more doors of rizq. Allah makes your health better. Allah makes your family better. Allah makes your relationships with your kids better.